severe weather turns deadly. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. At least 9 people have died in the storms in Kentucky, Alabama, Tennessee, and Mississippi. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear has declared a state of emergency.
Our advice is you need to get off the roads.
Beshear has called up the National Guard and has assembled more than 400 responders. About 500,000 people in Kentucky are without power. Thousands are also without power in Indiana and Tennessee. President Biden met this afternoon with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz as the two reaffirmed support for Ukraine and solidified their stance against Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We made it clear that if he moved, we would both respond. And together we made good on that promise.
The president thanked Scholz and Germany for the military and moral support for Ukrainians as the Russian invasion continues. This coming as the U.S. sends another round of aid to Ukraine. 58 years after his actions during the Vietnam War, an 83-year-old retired Green Beret has received the Medal of Honor.
President Biden recounted the moments then Special Forces Captain Paris Davis fought off the Vietnamese in 1965. He heard his team sergeant cry out for help during a firefight. His first two rescue attempts were not successful, but his third was.
Captain Davis freed his team sergeant, threw him over his shoulder, and started carrying up the hill to safety. Captain Davis got about halfway up the hill before a bullet pierced his leg.
He then rescued another sergeant who was shot, then his injured weapons specialist as well. Davis then refused helicopter rescue for himself.
Sir, he said, I'm just not going to leave. I still have an American out there.
Despite being badly wounded, he stayed behind to rescue his medic during a nearly 20-hour fight. His whole team survived.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Saving Private Ryan and Black Hawk Down star Tom Sizemore has died at 61 after suffering a brain aneurysm. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Republican senators traveled to the southern border to get a firsthand look at the surge of migrants crossing into the U.S. from Mexico.
6 Republican senators say they needed to come here to the southern border to see it in person. They did an overnight ride along last night, and then today they did a tour by air and water. They say they saw a stash house, a processing center, illegal immigrants being detained, including children. There was, of course, a big focus on fentanyl. These senators say fentanyl deaths are skyrocketing, and because the lethal drug is coming through the southern border and ending up all over, every state is now a border state. Senator Wicker said the stats do not lie. There's a reason we're seeing this surge. He says the Biden administration has sent the signal all over the world that there's an open border.
Fox's Matt Finn in Mission, Texas. Customs and Border Protection reported over 156,000 encounters with migrants in January. Some House Democrats met with a group called Rewiring America, which is looking to push green energy investment.
The stated goal of that group is to electrify everything, including stoves. They're pushing induction stoves instead of gas stoves, telling us in a statement the Inflation Reduction Act can help bring down the cost of those stoves when the rebates are available later this year. Rewiring America argues gas stoves are worse for the environment than electric and potentially harmful. To that end, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, which kicked off the whole debate about gas stoves in the first place, is asking the public to weigh in on the potential dangers of them that could lead to new regulations.
Fox's Grady Trimble. A Houston man has gotten a ticket after giving food to people outside a library. A longstanding city ordinance restricts who can provide meals to the homeless. The ordinance has has been in effect since 2012, but the city recently posted a notice at the site where homeless gather that police would start issuing citations. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.